Guidebook Boy, OG Mickey, Infamy, Ryu the Nerd, Captain Canuck. Oh, hell yeah, brothers. Welcome to the podcast. Stop Crying Poser, greatest podcast known to man, as voted by turkeys. Every turkey on earth. I just said in Turkey, don't forget to always check out the podcast, Stop Crying Poser, every single Friday on twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle. Usually we start the podcast around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. Right now it's 3:50, so we're running a little bit late. But that's just what happens. Not a big deal. I'm having some connection issues with the old internet. I'm not going to complain, though, because when this podcast hits YouTube, iTunes, and Podbean on Sunday, everything will be fine. Now, for some reason, I think it's the internet, because I think that when my connection's bad, Twitch doesn't send out the notifications. Not a lot of viewers today, but guess what? That makes it easier for you to get a chance to win a free Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack, and guess what? You can even win one now if you live in Canada. That's right, Captain Canuck. I know you're a goddamn Canadian. So, here is the question. First one who types the right answer into the chat wins a free Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack sent to you in the mail from your mailman. He walks up, he goes, I got the mail. You go, oh my god, I hit the sticker pack. I hope I can get that package. And he goes, no, not today, bitch. All right, the question is, ready, Stratus, Cirrus, Cumulus, and Nimbus are types of what? iBookBoy says bongos, wrong. He says banana, incorrect. Stratus, Cirrus, Cumulus, and Nimbus. I feel like if you're a Dragon Ball Z fan, I'm not a big Dragon Ball Z fan, but I used to watch it a lot. And if you are a Dragon Ball Z fan from the past, even you should be able to figure out the answer to this. iBookBoy says clouds. Whee! Nimbus, fly me around, bitch. Yeah, you are the correct person. Stratus, Cirrus, Cumulus, and Nimbus. I also remember these words from Rocko's Modern Life. I remember at some point Rocko got electrocuted and Heifer was like, Cumulonimbus. Why do we remember these weird things from our past? I don't know. Anyways, welcome to the podcast. I got some funny stuff to talk about. We got some articles for once.
The man who attacked a 64-year-old bus rider last December.
You fuck! Why did that just start playing? Let's start with topic number one. Something fresh in my head. A couple days ago, I uploaded a video of me shooting a Mike's Hard Lemonade can. I shot it out of my hand. Boom! And then tried to drink it. Instead of drinking it, the lemonade just went all over my face. None of it went in my mouth, unfortunately, because I was parched on that day. I really thought this video would go viral, but I feel like there's a special recipe for a viral video, and sometimes I just don't got it. Sometimes it's just not natural enough. I feel like if I would have naturally just shot a Mike's Lemonade and drank it, it would have maybe had potential to grow and be a really popular video and maybe make me some money. But it was one of those things where I like practiced it and rehearsed it. I was like, oh, what if I say like Mike's Harder? What if I say Mike's Harder and then drink it? Should I drink it after and then say cool, refreshing drink? What should I do? So I think I practiced too much and it came off as insincere. But one thing that did not surprise me at all is the YouTube comments. Nothing but people complaining about, I can't believe you did that. You could have got hurt. Yeah, I could have got hurt. But the odds are it's like a, what are we going to say, a 0.1% chance I get hurt shooting a can out of my hand. Very, very like unlikely. Unlikely to get hurt. One thing I will say, though, is the gun safety is not always 100%. It really isn't. And I talked about this last week, but I wanted to explain today's video, or what happened yesterday. Yesterday's video, I wanted to explain it last week, but I didn't want to say it without it becoming, like, obvious. Oh, man. So that happened. It was a good time. Speaking of hunting last, we didn't talk about hunting at all. Speaking of shooting-related hunting, last night I started studying for my hunting education test because I need to get a hunter's education card before I can get a real hunting license. So I studied last night. Here's the thing. I'm pretty sure I could pass this test without studying anything. I'm pretty sure it's completely easy, but I'm going through all of the study guide, all the chapters, all the reading, and I'm going through it so that just in case I get everything right, but also I might learn something. I feel like that's a mature way to look at things. I could probably pass this test super easily, but you know what? What if I learned something on the way? And I already did. I learned what all these weird markings mean on the side of a shotgun shell. I didn't know what the markings meant. Now I do. I'm getting a little bit smarter every fucking day. So that's happening. You know what? New hobby. New hobbies are a little bit scary, but you know what? I'm going to be the first one to get all this shit done. Then maybe I'll get some of my friends involved, and then who knows? Maybe Ninja Lifestyle will become a hunting channel instead of a bitch-ass skateboarding channel. Who fucking skateboards anymore anyways, other than weirdos and fucking fashion people and weird followers of trends? People who read fucking YouTube comments, and that's how they decipher their entire fucking... their entire, like... thought process about everything. I just answered a question the other day on Twitter. It said, tell me you're a skater without using skateboarding terms. And I was like, oh, this should be easy. One of my main responses was, I've never done a handrail. I've never, ever done a switch flip. But I have very strong opinions on why I hate Braille and why I hate Revive and why they are ruining skateboarding for everyone on Earth. Even though I've never done a hard skateboarding trick and I'm brand new to the sport, one thing I know for sure is that Revive and Braille are bad for skateboarding. I know that much. I may not know the most basic skateboarding tricks, and I may not know any skateboarding history whatsoever, but one thing I know is Revive and Braille are bad for skateboarding. I may not know how to change a bearing. I may not know how to put grip tape on a skateboard. I may have never paid a bill in my life, and I may not be allowed to go to school unless my mommy says it's okay. But one thing I do know is that Revive and Braille are terrible, terrible companies, and they are ruining skateboarding. I used to skateboard and have fun. Now it's ruined. It's now been ruined for me because a couple of guys I've never met are out there having fun. That ruined it for me. Can you imagine being that much of a skateboarding follower? Can you imagine? I cannot. I cannot live my life like that. So that's what happens. That's why skateboarding is maybe we're going to phase it out. I don't want to be associated with people that just read YouTube comments and then decide that they have an opinion. But you know what? Maybe the hunting community is the same way. I just read, it's unethical. It's unethical to shoot a duck while they're in the water. I didn't know that shit, man. Good thing I'm reading all this shit. Who knows? But that's what's going on in the world, man. Shooting was fun. I'm getting bitched at for not using the most safest shooting methods, whatever. That's pretty typical, man. Also, one thing that I noticed, I get this a lot in my skateboarding comments and a lot on Twitch. First off, we've talked about this a lot. People go, why are you wearing a backpack? If you're wearing a backpack, it's weird. It's bad for your back. You know you're stupid, right? Because you're wearing a backpack. Then I go, oh, typical Twitch. Think they know everything. Think they know what they're talking about. And I say, this is not a backpack. It's a posture corrector. It helps your posture when you're online for long periods of time. You have no idea what you're talking about. You just think you do because maybe there's been no one in your life to correct you. Maybe your mommy and daddy for your entire life is like, you're right. You're right. Mommy, is my drawing good? Yeah, it's a good drawing. Am I doing this right? You got it, son. And then for the rest of your life, you think that you're always right about everything. I get that a lot. And I got a comment that said, the exact comment was, get rid of that Serpa holster, my man. So I responded, wrong. That's incorrect. It's not a Serpa holster. Wrong. Then the next comment, nah, he's right. You should get a Safariland for open carry. They're way better. And I wrote, nope, he's not right. You're wrong. You guys are both wrong. Neither of you guys are even close, right? I write, it's not a Serpa. It's not even close to a Serpa because it doesn't have the index finger release. It's nothing like that. So try again, YouTube comments. Try again. And it was one of those things where not only did one person, like, tell me wrong information, and then now we had two people that both thought that they could just come at me with some bullshit. And I don't know why that, I don't know why that pet peeve gets me so much. I think it's just because, I think it's an ego thing. I think that, like, I have a weird ego issue. So when people tell me I'm wrong, if I'm wrong, I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm wrong. And I just move on. But if I'm right, I have to, like, puff up and be like, nah, motherfucker, I'm not wrong. Just a weird thing. Does anyone else have that? Like, someone tells you you're wrong about something, but if you know you're right, you lose your fucking mind. But then again, if you are actually wrong, then it's be like, it's just go on with your life. Like, oh, I guess I'm wrong. Fucking, maybe I'll learn something from this. It's got to be like some weird, maybe not narcissism, but it has to be like an ego thing. Like, motherfucker, dude, I don't know a lot about a lot. I don't know everything about everything, but I know about this. First off, you're going to tell me, just like the backpack situation, you're going to tell me what I'm wearing. Well, you're not in the room. It's your first time seeing this. Like, you have no idea what's behind me, but you're going to pretend that you know all things. Suddenly I'm speaking to God. I think it's that aspect that fucking, that just has me like, it just really annoys me. Now I just gave away my fucking weakness. Now I'm going to get trolled about everything. Nice fucking glasses, dude. Are they nice bifocals? Actually, like, I don't know glasses brands. If I could name an incorrect brand of glasses, I would. But yeah, let me know if you guys have the same issue as that. Let's jump into the news, man. A couple of things going on in the old Las Vegas. Nice Ray-Bans, idiot. I'm like, they're not Ray-Bans, motherfucker. You obviously, you're not a fucking Ray-Ban black belt because you don't know shit about Ray-Bans. Exactly. All right, jumping into the news. Suspect. Oh, you piece of shit. Suspect was given probation in an attack on a city bus that left an elderly man blind in one eye. Now, let me recap. We talked about this about a year ago. We discussed this issue. Let me try to explain what happened. Two guys are sitting on the bus, an old man and a regular guy. Old man and then a regular guy. The regular guy puts his foot on the seat next to the old man. The old man says, get your feet off my seat. Get your feet off my seat before I beat a skeet into your meat. Capiche? So he says, get your feet off the chair, man. I'm trying to sit here. Your fucking feet are next to my chair. You're fucking me up. So then they stand up. They have words. And then the young guy punches the old man, I think twice, completely knocks him out dead. And then the old man was so fucked up that he lost an eyeball. Now he's blind in one eye, or his eyeball's gone. I thought to myself, you know what? They're going to give this guy fucking 10 years. 10 years, because now this guy can never see again. And it was a fight that, in my opinion, you kind of started. You put your feet next to him. Okay? That, to me, that's instigating. He says, get your fucking feet off. Y'all both stand up, and then you knock him out. So you annoyed him, and then you knocked him out, and now he has one eyeball left to show for it. So they gave this guy probation after, I think, a year in jail. Let's read the article to make sure I'm not making this up. It's not coronavirus, I swear. A Las Vegas man seen on surveillance. Oh, my God. I can't breathe. A Las Vegas man seen on surveillance video brutally attacking a 64-year-old bus rider resulted in that man losing his eye. He was sentenced to a minimum of 3 years in prison, but he was given probation. 3 years, that's fine. You knock my grandpa out and he loses an eyeball and you get a minimum of 3 years. I'm not happy with that, but I can live with that. You're gone for 3 years. You're out of here for three or more years. According to court records, the guy was sentenced on November 30th to 3 years, but the sentence was suspended and he was given probation after accepting a plea deal. Here's what's confusing to me, and I don't know shit about the court. Here's what I thought. If you've already been sentenced, that means you're guilty. So you've already been guilty and you've been sentenced, and I thought that was the end of the story. How do you get a plea deal after you're already sentenced and ready to go? Is anyone a lawyer in the chat that can help me with that? Because I thought that once they give you your sentencing, that's it. Was there an appeal or something? I'm kind of confused. Also, if you're already sentenced and you're guilty, how do you then plead down rather than, you know, some, whatever you actually got hit with, battery resulting in substantial bodily harm of a victim 60 years or older? That's your plea deal? I don't understand. What's next? He was arrested in January for the beating, which happened on December 13th. So he beat this dude and then escaped and ran away. He ran away for a while, right? He was on the run. So you know that he fucked up. He didn't come in feeling bad about it. That should mean something in this case. He was released on house arrest on August 14th, 2020. But his house arrest was revoked in November when police found an open container in his vehicle during a traffic stop. So he actually got probation right away and then just said, fuck it. I don't give a fuck about anything. I'm going to go drink beer and drive and beat up old people. Okay. Anything else? Court documents show a request was made that Graves not receive another opportunity of house arrest, stating he is, quote, violent to the extreme and, quote, unable to follow basic requirements of the program to minimize risk to the community. Here's what it is. Some people get on probation or parole. They're not allowed to drink alcohol at all. This guy's not only drinking alcohol, he's driving a car while doing it. Wow. Also beating up old people savagely. There's a video of this, by the way. There's a video of him beating the old guy. Under probation, Graves is required to follow certain rules, which include counseling, not using drugs or alcohol, attending school, or working full-time. So, I guess he just has probation. You know what? I guess let's just set him free. In fact, you know what we should do? Just let him do whatever the fuck he wants. Just let's find a lot of old people, line them all up, hand this guy a couple beers, and just say have fun. Because apparently there's no punishment for anything. That's what it seems like. You know what I mean? I hate the idea that you could smoke weed and go to prison. I hate that, okay? I hate the idea that a chick could hit a man and then the man goes to jail for battery. I hate that. But also, motherfucker, there's another side of the coin. I hate that somebody can be fucking super violent and not listen to any rules whatsoever and not give a fuck about the system or you know, the punishment or taking responsibility, doesn't give a fuck about anything, and you still let him slide no matter what. I think that's something that that people should be annoyed about. I think we should know what judge did this. That way I know that it's going to be okay for me to beat up old people as long as I go to that judge. That's the cool judge. We want to go to that guy. That's just, that's how I feel about that, man. I'm not sure I 100% understand this article because it looked like he was on probation and now he's given probation again. Who knows? We'll probably follow up on that another day. Next article, a man was randomly stabbed. A man randomly stabbed a tourist on Fremont Street in downtown Las Vegas. Okay, let's read. A tourist in town for a work trip was randomly stabbed on Fremont Street in downtown Las Vegas last week, according to an arrest report. Fremont Street is a volatile place, man. It's a place where you could have a lot of fun, maybe get some cheap drinks, maybe meet some new friends, or it's a place where you could get in a fight. You could get jumped. You could get stabbed. You could get shot. You could get beat up by security guards. Me? Anything could happen down there. And I actually have a video. I have a video somewhere where I was filming a fight, and then a guy came up to the camera and said, I just got fucking stabbed in like his side by like a pen or something. He's like, I just got fucking stabbed. And then I turned over, and there was like a, what do you call it? Like a queen, what do you call it? A drag queen was right next to me, and I was like, he just got stabbed. And the guy's like, come on, man. I'm like, oh, man, okay, you don't want to be on camera. I get it. Point is, that shit happens. I also have a video of me on Fremont Street of some guy who gets fired from his job, takes off his work shirt, lights it on fire in the middle of the street, and then asks me to take a shit on it. He's like, somebody shit on it. And I'm like, I'm not going to be able to take a shit in the middle of the street. Like, I'm not going to be able to pull this off. What other crazy Fremont Street stories do we have? There's one called Guy Gets Kicked in the Face on Fremont. That's where three people were fighting three people. I picked one guy to fight, Ryan and my other friend Chief. They fought the other two. I'm in the middle of fighting my fight. I took the guy down on the ground. You know, I'm getting ready to fucking piece him up. And I guess somewhere over there, another guy just stopped fighting. I guess they just, one guy let the other guy go. So now I'm getting kicked in the face by the other guy. Here's my thing, man. If it's 3-on-3, you pick a dude and stick with him. Don't let that fool come over here and get me. But yeah, there's definitely a video on fucking YouTube somewhere of me getting kicked in the face. I even slow-moed it and zoomed in. And then at the end, it's great too. At the end, the cops got me like fucking in like a full Nelson. And I remember Ryan was just like, hey, good fight, y'all. Good fight. And they're like, fuck you. They're still mad. They're super mad still about the fight. And we're just like, all right, man, good fight. We're going to go drink some beers, man. Worst part, though, is I broke my damn glasses. That's the worst thing about having glasses is they always break in a fight. If they don't break, it's a fucking miracle, dude. And also, glasses are fucking expensive. They are expensive. I'm trying to think of other crazy Fremont things that have happened that we've caught on film. I know there's a lot. If you go back and watch all the Day in the Life, there's like 20 or 25 episodes. There's some crazy shit that's happened. But I can't think of anything else off the top of my head. Ah, whatever. We'll think about it. We'll sleep on it. Let's read this article. Stephen Revelle, 39, was arrested on charges of attempted murder and possession of a controlled substance after the stabbing around 11 p.m. on December 5th. Police said a man was visiting Las Vegas with some co-workers on a business trip, and the group was on Fremont Street drinking. So let me explain this. Fremont Street is a nice, big, happy street. There's a bunch of lights above you. People are dancing. There's music. There's street performers. Sometimes there's live music. There's actually outdoor bars where you can get a drink and continue walking. Really cool, fun place. But also, you look over in the corner, there's a couple of bums. You look over there, you might see a guy pissing on the wall. You look over here, you might see a guy like doing drugs. So it's like, it's kind of like if you look for it, you'll see it. But if you ignore the bad shit, it's still going to be a fun time. That's Fremont Street. Let's continue. The victim was separated from his co-workers and leaned against a barricade near White Castle to call them. White Castle is right in between the zip line and the rest of Fremont Street. It's right where all the food shops are. So there's a Denny's, there's a White Castle, there's a taco shop, there's a pizza shop. It's a totally normal place to lean against a barricade and hang out. Not a super crazy area, not a bad neighborhood. This is actually like a really well-lit and well-policed area of Fremont. Just to catch you guys up. I know Fremont very well. All right, while the victim was calling his friends, because remember he got lost, Revelle, the bad guy, approached him from behind and stabbed him numerous times in the back. Quote, the stabbing was completely unprovoked. The victim told police he had no idea why Revelle stabbed him, and he didn't know him. Revelle was arrested by the police a short time after the stabbing. He told police he recognized the victim and previously told the man he would kill him if he ever saw him again. According to an arrest report, police asked Revelle if he had any remorse for the stabbing, and he said he didn't. He was not granted bail. Now let's scroll up here. Let's take a look at this guy. This is the guy we're talking about. Let me try to describe him. He looks tall. He's got a tall-looking face. We could actually, if we wanted to, we could look him up on the inmate records right now. But we're not going to do that. He looks like he's probably about 5'9", 6 foot, super skinny, definitely on drugs, probably meth, probably homeless. White guy, if you're listening to this on iTunes, white guy, and just an all-around piece of shit. Probably homeless guy. These are the kind of guys that walk around asking for money, saying they're a veteran or whatever. He probably stabbed the guy over a drug beef. I know we're reaching a lot, right? We're making up a little R version of the story. But I'm down here. I know what these guys look like. And I've gotten into some issues with bums downtown very often. Okay, here's the thing, man. They expect everyone to be a tourist, and they also expect everyone to be the bigger man. And I'm going to tell you something, guys. I'm going to be completely honest with you. After a bunch of drinks, I'm not going to be the bigger man. I'm not going to be the cool guy. I'm not going to go, it ain't worth it. And neither are my friends. So here's a typical situation. Hey, man, can I get some change? Can I get some change? Homeless veteran. And I go, nah, man, I don't have any change right now. Oh, really, man? Like that? Yeah, man, I got no change. Wow, dude, you're a pussy. And I go, what? I'm a fucking pussy? Because I'm not going to give you money? Whatever, dude. And I go, not whatever. I go, not whatever, dude. Fuck you. You want to do it, bitch? You call somebody a pussy? Let's fucking go. And then it becomes a fucking thing. Then it becomes an issue. And now, like, sober me would have been the bigger man and kept going. Drunk me, I mean, whatever, man. I'm being honest with you guys. I have some flaws. It happens, okay? But if a bum provokes me and I'm a little bit fucked up, I'm not letting that shit slide, man. I knocked a bum downtown one time for some shit. Because he told me, I was walking to my car and he's like, you can't walk this way, walk that way. And I was like, you just fucking told me what direction I have to walk? Bop, dead. See ya. Nice knowing ya. It was a big fucker too. But just like, I get it. Okay, I get it. You know, life is okay. I shouldn't be doing all this stuff. But it happens. And I imagine that's the kind of guy this guy is just by looking at him. And you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, man. But I'm judging it. That's how you may not judge a book by its cover. But if you turn it backwards and read the synopsis, that's when you start judging books, motherfucker. I'm judging his fucking synopsis. I read what he just did, and I'm looking at him. I'm judging this guy. Those are my thoughts, man. That's what happens. Next article, what do we got here? Las Vegas police footage shows suspect charging at residents with a hammer before fatal shooting. That's crazy, man. We live in a world where if you run at somebody with a hammer and they have a gun, that you just get killed. What a crazy, insane world. Let's read. Las Vegas police on Thursday released details and footage after officers fatally shot a robbery suspect armed with a hammer. So he's robbing someone and has a hammer. Okay, good. Police say on December 8th before 1:20 a.m., the suspect entered through a side door to a residence on Spanish Heights near Tropicana and Durango. So this is a nicer neighborhood. Trop and Durango, not a bad neighborhood. Pretty okay neighborhood. Not the greatest, but not bad at all. Definitely some palm tree. I call them palm tree neighborhoods. If you go out there and you look around and you see a bunch of palm trees everywhere, you know, it's not the worst neighborhood ever. Then again, actually, that may not be the best way to describe this, because I know some palm tree fucking ghettos too. Whatever. Just forget I said that. According to police, the suspect confronted two homeowners, 73 and 68 years old, two old people. While armed with a hammer, he demanded money and car keys, and he said that the female resident was, quote, coming with him. So he goes in there with a hammer, he goes, I need fucking money and car keys, and the old lady, she's coming with me, and I got a hammer in my hand. First off, if I got a gun, you're dead. You're completely dead. They're not going to be able to fucking recognize you, man. They're going to say, why'd you dump all 17 into his face? I was threatened. I don't know. That fool threatened a fucking grandma? Fuck you. You're a piece of shit. That's two articles in one day where they're fucking with old people. I don't like that shit at all. I hate that shit. Let's continue. According to, Zimmerman, that's probably the cops, right? The officers from outside the house observed the suspect standing in the kitchen. Police showed body-worn camera footage of officers approaching the front door and motioning to the homeowners to open the door. So they can probably see, it's probably one of those buildings where the front of the house is a big window with the kitchen. So cops are just like, open the door. Footage shows the resident opening the door and a suspect charging towards the homeowner with the hammer as police entered. So here's the thing, man. You hit an old person with a hammer, they might die, okay? Especially you hit him on the back of the head, that might be the end of it. We just saw what happened. A fucking big dude hit an old man with his fist, knocked his eyeball out. So anyways, so what happened? Police entered, police blasted him, police summoned medical assistance shortly after shooting him, who was pronounced dead on scene. Good. If I was living there and I was an old person, I would fucking, I'd break out in clapping. I'd say, great job, police officers. Thank you for your fucking service. Holy shit. One less piece of shit not on the streets anymore. And you know what's going to be sad is this dude's fucking sister and brother and fucking family are going to be on Facebook. RIP, man. Can't believe this happened to you. Psych, bitch. You can believe it happened. Probably a dope fucking fiend. Dude, whatever. Can't believe it happened to you, man. Rather than, what was your dumbass doing robbing a house at 1 in the morning? Nobody ever fucking puts their homies on that type of fucking, nobody attacks them on that tip. That's kind of weird to me. What was my dumbass friend doing robbing old people at 1 in the morning? Sucks you're dead. R.I.P. I guess maybe it is different when you know the person, but man, I don't know. Just like, what the fuck? You expect me to fucking feel bad, man? I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't feel bad. That's the news for today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I would love to hear your guys' thoughts if you're watching this later on iTunes, Podbean, or YouTube. Now, I studied for my hunting test. We already talked about that. Let's talk about this, man. Speaking of me getting mad when I don't really need to get mad, something happened to me the other day, and I want to run it by you guys so that you guys can know if I'm logical or not logical. And I'm pretty sure you guys are going to be on my side. So anyways, the other day, I'm driving home from the grocery store. I'm almost home. I'm right next to my house, man. I got one last red light, and I see a bunch of road workers and construction going on. A bunch of cones and shit going on. Bunch of cones. Everything's good. So I see this sign that says left turn lane, go left, other lane, go straight. So I go, left turn lane. I have to go left. I will go in the left turn lane. It's usually three lanes. Now it's only two. The right lane is now turns only, left lane, go left or go straight, whatever. So I say, oh, this sign says left turn lane, and it gives me an arrow to go left. So I go into the left turn lane. And I stop, and a construction worker goes, whoa, 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 stop. And he points to the right. And I go, oh, shit, I must have to go in this next lane. So I start going into the right lane. And he goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. I just told you to stop, and you're still going to fucking do it. What's up with you? And I was like, I thought you were telling me to go in this lane. And he goes, yeah, I was. And I'm like, so I'm going into that lane. And he's going, yeah, but you have to back up first. And I'm like, what the fuck? You didn't say back up. Like, I'm in my mind, I'm like, you didn't say back up. You just said change lanes. So I go, okay, like, I didn't know I had to back up. And he's like, it's not that fucking hard, man. It's real simple. And I'm like, holy shit, dude. I want to kill this guy right now. I'm like, y'all made the fucking cones incorrectly. Not that hard, bro. Not that hard to make the cones right, you fucking idiot. Second off, the sign says left turn lane. Not that hard. Pretty simple, right? Like, in my mind, I'm just like, yeah, it's pretty fucking simple. All your cones are in the wrong fucking spot. Okay? Turns out right where I was going, they had just painted the crosswalk. I don't know that. They didn't say, hey, we're painting right now. All they said was go in the next lane. In my mind, dude, I had this weird fucking flashback of me just pulling out a gun and killing this dude. I'm a fucking psychopath. I know. It's terrible. It's mean. Nothing happened. Okay. I just smiled at him, said peace, and went the other way. But you know what? After it was over, I thought to myself, I should have got out the car and fucking yelled at this fool. I should have walked over to the sign, turned it around, and said, oh, this is the sign you put up. It told me to go this way. You fucking idiots. But I didn't. I just drove away and I was like, whatever. It made me so angry. Here's the thing. Like, I drove away and everything was cool. Also, me and Lily got in an argument about it. Because she's like, yeah, you should have listened to him. And I was like, Lily, you're on your phone playing. You see that sign back there? I didn't see the sign. I'm like, I know then. Shut the fuck up. If you didn't see the sign, then don't fucking say another fucking word. Because you're not driving. You have no idea what's happening right now. It made me annoyed. I got really mad at Lily. It made me annoyed because she had no idea what's going on. And just out of the blue, just took this construction worker's side. And that drove me nuts. So that also was a part of, like, of the small meltdown I was having. So whatever. 1 minute went by and I was totally fine. Life went on. Nothing happened. But in that one moment, I was just like, oh my fucking God, dude. I hate you. I hope you fucking get hit by a car. Lily, what the hell's going on with you right now? You have no idea what's happening. And you just, like, fuck me, right? Holy shit. And I'm just like, man, I don't know, man. I hope after it was all said and done, I hope that guy walked over to clean up the cones and went, oh shit, this sign has been wrong the entire night. Ooh, and I've been talking shit to cars all night. What a fucking idiot. That's what gives me closure. That probably never happened. There's no way that's what really happened. But in my mind, that would make me feel better if that was what happened. Oh my God, man. Drives me fucking crazy. Just thinking about it. I'm still mad about it. You can see the passion. The passion in my eyes right now. Oh, goodness, man. My camera just froze too, so instead of saying passion, I just looked like my tongue was halfway out of my fucking mouth. What else we got to talk about here? Can fat people wall ride? I wanted to tell you guys a funny story, man. Me and Tex went skating on Tuesday. It was a good time. I didn't feel like trying anything too hard, so we went to the school nearby. I did a wall ride. I did like a nose bonk wall ride, then a regular wall ride. Tex did a really nice wall ride to Fakie, where he like nollied out. Pretty good. And it's going to be hard for me to explain this. The spot we were skating is really enclosed. So there's like one way in and one way out pretty much. Like everything's blocked off by walls. So like, for example, if a cop came, even as kids, there's no running away. You're kind of just like, oh, you caught us skating. We'll get off the property. So anyways, we get in there. We have to jump a fence. And in this field, since there's no school, a bunch of bunny rabbits have been like multiplying and populating. There's no school, so there's no one to exterminate them or anything. So they just, there's probably like 500 to 1,000 bunnies that go on this like soccer field. And they all live in this school. They live under these portables and they live like in the walls. Bunny rabbits everywhere. And so I get to this skate spot and I notice there's like 5 bunny rabbits. And I'm looking at them. I'm like, dude, y'all have nowhere to go. So I start chasing one around. I chase it in a circle. And then Tex shows up. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I chase the bunnies. I hoarded them into this small hallway. And the hallway's so good, dude. It's an outdoor hallway, but it has these big walls on each side. So the bunny can only go forward and backwards. So I chase him in, and I get behind him, and I see the Tex is coming from the other way. So I'm like, oh, fuck. So I chase the bunny. I chase him up the hallway. And Tex can only hear me because the hallway goes in like a circle, so you can't see me coming. So he just hears footsteps running at him, like he just hears footsteps, and all he sees is a fucking bunny rabbit hauling ass straight at him. And then I'm right behind the bunny. Bunny rabbit sees him, fucking does the biggest Tokyo drift of all time, skrrr, and it's kind of dusty out there because, like I said, there's no maintenance happening. It's a dusty ass school that no one basically abandoned at this point. This bunny fucking is just going, his feet are going, but he ain't going nowhere. He just burning rubber. It's just, and at one point I started to feel bad because this bunny is fucking probably having a goddamn heart attack. I let him run past me and then chase him in the field and he went home safe. But now that I know like how to trap these bunnies, dude, if I would have had like a cardboard box, holy shit, man, I would have fucking scooped them up. We could have done it easy because there's only a couple spots in the fence they can fit through. You put a box right there, oh, it's over. Man, what a funny situation chasing these bunnies. Skating was a good time, man. I certainly start feeling fatter and fatter every time I skate. But one thing that's been helping me this week alone, I haven't drank any alcohol since Monday. So that's really good. Working out, I've been working out pretty good. I've been on the exercise bike. I've been doing everything really nicely. Food, not that much junk food. I've been eating a lot of salads. Late night snacks are no longer like chips. There's barely any chips being eaten in this house. It's mostly chicken salad. If I get hungry, I want a snack. I have a whole bunch of chicken thighs, skinless, boneless chicken thighs. They taste better than chicken breasts. What are you going to do, man? I'm not going to eat chicken breasts all day. Chicken thighs, fucking bake them, throw the season on them, chop them up, throw them in a little lettuce. Good to go, man. And I think it's really been helping, man. And I'm hoping that I can lose this weight because here's the way I look at it. At my best skateboarding, I was probably fucking 150 pounds. But let's say like reasonably, if I could get down to 160 pounds, 165 pounds even, I think I would be a better skateboarder, and here's why I think that is. When I skate now, I feel like I don't get height. I feel like my vertical is just nothing. It's like non-existent. The only thing going up is like my legs, you know what I mean? Like my knees and shit. So I feel like that's why I'm so scared to do a lot of these tricks. Last week, I was scared to do a blunt slide, and I think the reason was because my body doesn't actually go like vertically up. So if I can truly lose this weight, I think it will help skating a lot. I mean, obviously it will. It's not like, I think it'll help, but I mean, I think it will get me back to where I want to be. I think that it makes sense, like the vertical issue makes sense, because what if, let's say I'm 180 pounds right now, 165, 75, So I'm like, what, 20 pounds over? Let's just say 20, just to exaggerate a little bit. I'm 20 pounds overweight. If I gave another skateboarder, Andy Schrock or fucking Tex, or any, well, Tex is already fat like me. Tex is a bad example. Any other skateboarder, Jericho or fucking Shane Cross, goddammit. If we gave them two 10-pound weights, how good do you think they'd be able to skate? And now I'm curious, man. If anyone out there wants to take on this challenge, any of the YouTube skaters or any of my friends, find two 10-pound dumbbells and then see, like, see what you can do. I'd be really interested to see it. Or if you guys have a weight vest, I know that's probably going to be harder to find. But two 10-pound dumbbells, man, that's 20 pounds extra. And I think you guys would be really surprised on how hard it is to skate. And that's not, don't, that's not me saying I'm cool, okay? That's not me saying, hey, look how good I am because I'm fat. I don't want anyone to take me out of context there. It's not me saying, yeah, try being me for a change, idiots. Try skating like me. This is what I have to deal with every day. That's not what I mean. This isn't like a challenge of like, try to do what I'm doing. I think it's more of an experiment to see, like, are you scared to blunt slide now? Oh, well, then that kind of proves the question, why am I scared to jump? Oh, because I'm fucking so heavy. Anyways. Oh, shit. That's all I got for today, man. I'm going to be hanging out for the post show. Sorry we're a little bit short today. Actually, we're just about right on time. Not too bad at all. If you want to support the podcast, you can always subscribe and send money. Shout out to Gnarly Bong Tokes for the subscribe. And also Keith Plays resubscribed for his 35th month. That's a guy who's been supporting this Twitch channel for 35 months, man. That's a long time. 3 years, maybe? Almost 3 years? That's a long time, man. I appreciate everyone who supports. If you can't support with money or time, I know a lot of you guys spend time here. That's fine with me. I don't mind spending time with you guys, but if you can't do any of that, here's what you can do. Tell a friend about the podcast. Or when the podcast comes out on Sunday, share it on Facebook or share it on Twitter or share it on something else. That's a nice way to support. That's an easy way to show that you care. Also, iBookBoy was the winner of the trivia. We got to figure out a way to get you a sticker pack, man. I think I just figured out a new life hack as far as paying for postage. I think you're going to be eligible, man. Also, you've supported the podcast for so long. We got to get you out a sticker pack. I know I always say, if you live in the UK, you can't win. Fuck that. You're going to win. You're a winner today, man. You've been supporting me. I got to get you back, too. Also, people, let me know your thoughts on knocking out an old man. Is it okay? Should you get in trouble if he loses his eyesight? I don't know. Apparently, the judges in Nevada, they don't really care. Also, let me know your thoughts on my shooting videos. I should expect some criticism when I do a bunch of dangerous shit with guns. I know that. So I think we probably have about the same opinion regarding that. That's what happens. Let me know your thought on fat people. Fat people skating. Should it be allowed or should we just not allow it? Should they be banned? Banished from skateboarding? It's not easy on the skateboard. Imagine if you're the skateboard and a fat person's on you. That's a torturous, torturous day. Let me know what you would do if you met that road worker. Would you fucking get out the car and beat his goddamn ass? I hope so, because this is America. Anyways, I appreciate all you guys' support. Tell a friend. Tune in next time. Oh, twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle every single Friday, 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. Also, just hang out on Twitch. Hit the follow button. Follow on Twitch. Hang out. We do this every Friday, but we also stream throughout the week. And not just throughout the week, all different times of the day. Sometimes at 3 p.m., sometimes 8 p.m., sometimes at 2 in the morning. It happens. Anyways, can't wait to update you guys next week on if I pass my hunting test. And I guess that'll just be something we'll talk about in the future. So that's all I got for you guys. Have a great weekend. Don't drink too much, but also don't drink too little. Let's play that goddamn outro, motherfucker. Road workers, all of you guys, eat shit and fucking die and fix your goddamn signs. Make your signs the right... Make them go the right way!